History is a spiral. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, the University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. History is a spiral. As I look at history, I see it sort of like a pendulum, you know, swinging back and forth. One day it's this and one day it's that. As they say, the hemlines are up or the hemlines are down. But actually, history is an underlying activity of progress, of change. Instead of a pendulum, we might think of it as a spiral. Because, yes, it's going around, and it seems as though it goes back and forth, but it's never the same. It's never the same in its attitude, because we are different. We are different at each level of awareness as we grow and as we expand our consciousness. Whereas as a child we thought as a child, and as a man we think as a man. But really, in our attitudes about ourselves, we are ever spiraling upward. We are ever becoming aware of the divinity that's within us, of the magnificence that's within us, of the power that's within us to accomplish anything we want to accomplish. And as we define the word power to be awareness, as we define the word power to be that which is already revealed, that which is already known, that which already exists, and we are aware of it, the power might be the removal of the screen from our eyes, or the fog or the mist from our eyes that tell us that whatever we're looking at is not there. But as in all things, we see that upward movement of ourself. And though we may go from what appears to be side to side, it's merely a spiral upward into our own awareness, into our own divinity. What is it that an illumined person is? What is it that an illumined person has? The illumined person is and has awareness. The illumined person does not seek outside of itself for illumination. It does not seek outside of itself for awareness. It does not travel to the far ends of the world looking for peace and understanding. It does not go all over trying to find the answer to its awareness. It looks right within. And in looking within, it finds it. That finding it within is a great and a beautiful experience. And it's something that each of us can do. I know I am doing it all the time. I have that upward spiral within me, moving myself into the deeper and deeper awareness of what I am, into the more awakened awareness. We call it deeper, sometimes meaning more significant. But if I had not had the underlying background, the so to speak history behind it, I would not be strong in where I am now. When do we have that illumination? That illumination is when we let go of all the past. We let go of all the history. We let go of all the things that brought us to where we are now and live there. That's when I have my illumination. I am a great one for reading and for studying and for learning and for being aware of the many ways that things can be done. But when I have gained an insight from a book, I take that book and discard it. Because that book is no longer my limit. It is the springboard from which I rose into a new awareness of what I am. And if I were to hold on to all of the old training that I had had, I would be back where that old training is. If I go back and read books that I had read as a child and had such happiness in reading them, I wouldn't find that happiness there today because I'm no longer there. If I read the books on philosophy and the other philosophers and find them so inspiring and so illuminating at the point that I read them, today I read them and I have excelled. I've gone beyond them. We say of a family, a child is born in the family, and the child comes to the family with his own genius, and the family, the father, the mother, gives that child their awareness, their genius, their understanding. And the coupled understanding of the parent's genius and the child's genius bring forth a new awareness, which excels or just jumps beyond whatever the parents had had, whatever the teachers have had, and the student who now is themselves a teacher, if you will, or the student who now is advanced, no longer looks upon what they learned before. Regurgitation of the old that we had learned is not beneficial. We are in school, and in school we're learning things, and as we're learning things, we're becoming aware of what's going on and how things are happening. And as we're becoming aware of what's going on, how things are happening, we take that into our mind, and then once it's in our mind, then we go forth and use it. I tell people, as they read the books of the University of Healing here, read the books, make them yours, and take everything out of the book and make it yours that you want, and then say it in your own words. You can quote me all you like, but as long as you're quoting me, then you're not being yourself. The moment you have made that knowledge yours, the moment you have made that attitude or that awareness yours, you are illumined. But until you take it and make it yours, you are not illumined. I was not illumined until I took the teachings of the great philosophers that each had something to offer to my own awareness. And as I took these teachings and let them be the springboard to fly forth into my upward spiral of awareness of who I really am, then and then alone did I achieve anything. Did I feel, hey, I've got this new... And I didn't think that either. I didn't think, hey, I got this new illumination. I was the illumination. And I don't look at the illumination and say, hey, I am illumined. I am not a master. I don't look at myself and say, I am a master, because if I look at myself and say, I am a master, I am not a master, because then I am recognizing what a master is. And a master is just an evolved, expressing, spiraling being, living in the consciousness of the allness that it perceives at the moment. So, kind of interesting, isn't it? History is a spiral, and we are part of that spiral, but we are at the top of it. We are springboarding off that spiral to the greater and greater heights, and one day we'll leave the total spiral behind, and we will not remember it any longer, and we will live in the present. And as I live in the present, and as I have leaped off my spiral, my springboard, into my absolute awareness of my divinity, the history, the background, makes no difference anymore. It's just memorabilia, just living in maudlin memories that mean nothing. Because now is the time of positive thinking, of joyous thinking, of magnificent thinking, of wonderful being, and that's where I am. And that's what it's all about. Oh, my life is so wonderful. I tell you, I am the happiest guy that you can imagine. You just have yourself a wonderful day of leaping from the top of the spiral where you stand into your awareness of how wonderful you are. And I know I do this, and I just am springing all the time. Life is wonderful. I love you. I love you.